This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin ended their summit in Geneva early today, with Biden describing it as good and positive. Putin, speaking through an interpreter, also described the meeting as constructive. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. He said there were disagreements, but in his words, was not done in a hyperbolic atmosphere, adding that no threats were made during the meeting. Putin denies U.S. accusations of election meddling and cyber attacks, including ransomware attacks on American businesses that U.S. intelligence agencies concluded may be coming from within Russian territories. Biden emphasized the last thing Putin wants now is a Cold War. Meantime, President Putin said Wednesday that jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny got what he deserved when he was sentenced to prison. Navalny, Putin's most prominent political foe, was arrested in January when he returned from Germany, where he had been treated at a Berlin hospital for 5 months while recovering from a poisoning. Navalny contends Russian agents applied the nerve agent Novichok to his underwear in August, a claim Moscow has denied. Then in February, Navalny was handed a 2.5-year prison term for violating terms of a suspended sentence he had been given after a 2014 embezzlement conviction he has claimed is politically motivated. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News.